ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਹੈਲੋ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਸਿੱਖ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਸਾਖੀ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ। ਆਈ ਐਮ ਹਰਪ੍ਰੀਤ ਕੌਰ, ਯੋਰ ਹੋਸਟ। ਇਨ ਦੀ ਲਾਸਟ ਐਪੀਸੋਡ ਵੀ ਡਿਸਕਸਡ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਹੈਡ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਹਿਸ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਓ ਦੇ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਪਾਰਟ ਆਫ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ। Now, after performing the last rites of his parents and distributing everything amongst the needy, Guru Nanak Ji and Bhai Mardana Ji returned to Kartarpur. As mentioned in Var 1, Pauri 38 of Vara by Bhai Gurdas Ji. Phir Baba aaya Kartarpur. ਭੇਖ ਉਦਾਸੀ ਸਗਲ ਉਤਾਰਾ, ਪਹਿਰ ਸੰਸਾਰੀ ਕੱਪੜੇ, ਮੰਜੀ ਬੈਠ ਕੀਆ ਅਵਤਾਰਾ। ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੀ ਲਾਰਡ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਰਿਟਰਨ ਟੂ ਕਰਤਾਰਪੁਰ ਐਂਡ ਪੁੱਟ ਅਸਾਈਡ ਹਿਸ ਡਰੈਸ ਆਫ ਸੇਂਟ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਜੀ ਦੈਨ ਵੋਰ ਦੀ ਕਲੋਥਸ ਆਫ ਅ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਮੈਨ and splendidly sat on a cot and executed his mission. Friends, after settling in Kartarpur, Guru Nanak Ji took up the family life and worked on his farms. In the mornings, he would do his Nitnem and Shabad Kirtan, after which he used to spend his time in his farms. And in evening, people gathered to listen to his holy words. Guru Nanak Ji's wife and sons also came there. However, his sons did not obey him much. Though they followed their father's teachings, Sri Chand Ji and Lakhmi Das Ji, the sons of Guru Nanak Ji, pursued their own spiritual journeys. While Lakhmi Das quietly lived by the principles of kindness and service, Sri Chand Ji adopted abstinence and founded the Udasi sect. Despite having different paths, each one meaningfully paid tribute to their father's legacy. My dear friends, Kartarpur was the place where all the teachings and messages of Guru Nanak Ji had come to life. The three golden rules for life, which is Kirt Karo, Naam Japo and Vand Chako, was practiced by everyone over there. There was balance of religiousness and family life. People worked while engrossed in Almighty's name. As such, it became mind to Almighty and hands to work. Moreover, the earnings from land cultivation and hard labor produced grain was used to run the holy kitchen, that is langar. Guruji asked people to remain in the family like a lotus in water. As mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 599. Girhi mein sada har jan udasi gyan tat vichari. Satgur sev sada sukh paya har rakhya urtari. Meaning, he urged people to stay in the world, but to keep their minds and hearts fixed on the Almighty and to stay away from vices and passions. Now, my dear friends, after settling in Kartarpur, Guru Nanak Ji made two short tours to nearby places to bless the people. Firstly, Guru Nanak Ji went to Achal Batala. As mentioned in Var 1, Pauri 39 of Bhai Gurdas Ji's Vara. As Mela Sun Shivrat Da Baba Achal Batale Aai Darshan Vekhan Karan सगली उल्ट पई लुकाई। मीनिंग, आफ्टर हियरिंग अबाउट शिवरात्रि फेयर एट अचल बटाला, गुरु नानक जी अलोंग विद भाई मर्दाना जी वेंट देयर। A huge fair had been organized in honor of Shivratri, and a large number of people, siddhis, saints, fakirs were gathered there. After reaching Achal, Guru Nanak ji found an elevated place and sat there along with Bhai Mardana ji. As always, as the word spread of Guru Nanak ji's arrival, a huge crowd soon gathered around him just to have a glimpse of the Almighty. People presented money, gifts, and more before Guru ji and were eager to see and hear him. Now, since all the people were going towards Guru Nanak ji, the Siddhis over there felt that they were being ignored and neglected. Friends, these Siddhis collected money by creating fear in minds of people by showcasing supernatural powers, practicing empty rituals, curses, and more. All in name of God. Out of fear, everyone bowed to them. Whereas, Guru Nanak ji spread the message of love for Almighty and oneness. He blessed people to come out of this mistaken belief. As we have already discussed in previous episodes, how Guru Nanak ji visited every yogic stronghold and shattered the spell of their influence over the people by defeating them. Now, once again, with Guru Nanak ji's arrival, the Siddhis, fearing loss of their influence, planned to take out Guru Nanak ji through various ways. But amongst these Siddhis was a Siddh named Mangal Nath, who was acquainted with Guru ji and knew all about him. He said to all of them, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, Purab tum charcha kar hare, अंक पांत की शक्ति दिखारे, जिस जिस बिखे हुतो बल जीता, निज निज सबिन लगायो तीता, हार परे मुख बोले नाही, अब तुम गर्भत हो मन माही। मीनिंग, वाई डोंट यू लर्न, वी हैव ऑलरेडी हर्ड सो मच अबाउट हिम, हाउ गुरु नानक हैज डिफीटेड अदर सिद्ध। We cannot take Guru Nanak ji. He is the embodiment of Almighty. How can you ever win from Almighty? All of you will just get humiliated. Kindly listen to me. All of this humiliation can be avoided. There is still time. Go and bow down in front of Guru Nanak and have all the honor of this world through his blessings. However, Mangal Nath was dismissed by everyone and was made fun of for following Guru Nanak ji. These Siddhis were so used to using their supernatural powers that they had forgotten its true purpose. Now, they were fully prepared and determined to meet, defeat, and humiliate Guru Nanak ji. Tune in next Tuesday to know what did the Siddhis do. I hope this brings some value to you and your family. Thank you.